This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I got elected to, I got very engaged, in my case, in the civil rights movement. I was, I worked a lot in the movement, and I got deeply involved.
I know from experience, dude, you know what I mean.
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know.
You know they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know how much... You know how much I'm going to do with the deficit this year?
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
It's how much I'm going to do with the deficit this year?
It's
how much I'm going to do with the deficit this year?
It's your primitive plan yet.
What we see Russia's doing, and we've been very clear about this, is that they're using energy, they're weaponizing energy, and it's choosing to one of the things that has been out there, to shut down the pipeline of Nord Stream 1.
I want to market this item as a new direction in women's fashion. Wearing this at wild parties, driving all the men crazy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. And you have 2 hours, little under 2 hours left to vote in Massachusetts, unless, of course, as we've said several times today, you're in the town of Barnstable, where the vault at Town Hall, where the ballots were held, they couldn't get into it. So you've got until midnight to vote in the town of Barnstable, the seven precincts, all the little villages that make up the town of Barnstable. Otherwise, the polls close at 8 p.m. 844-500-4242. And so get out and vote if you can, if you haven't voted already. About a third of the population has voted. In Barnstable, they're saying that about a half of the 8,000 voters had already, expected voters had already cast their ballots, either through mail-in or doing early voting last week. And most of the people who voted were Democrats. Early voters were Democrats, so this is mainly a problem for Republicans, I guess, in the town of Barnstable, because they chose not to vote or send in mail and vote early or send in mail in ballots. Anyway, before we go back to talking about the primary, I want to mention this interview that Kamala Harris, the vice president, gave yesterday for Labor Day. We don't have any sound because she gave it to The Nation magazine, one of the far left wing publications. I don't even know if it's a magazine or if it's just online. I haven't seen an actual dead tree copy of The Nation for many, many, many years. Not that I ever subscribed or anything. But anyway, Vice President Kamala Harris claimed in an interview yesterday that she first tried grapes in her 20s because she would never cross a picket line. But a review of dates involved reveals problems with the account. Now, first of all, I want to just say, I think that most people start eating grapes at an extremely young age. Does Harrison, your son, eat grapes yet?
Oh, yeah. Harrison loves grapes. I don't think he's had raisins. I don't think he's had raisins, but plenty of grapes.
I think I know I had raisins before I ate grapes. The sun-made raisins. Someone pointed that out when I mentioned it earlier. Sun-made raisins. I had no idea that there were such things as grapes until long after I started eating the raisins as a little kid.
But you were well before your 20s, before you realized what came from what.
Yeah, well, you know, here's another thing. Do we think that she never had any wine until she was into her 30s? Do we think that she never imbibed? And by the way, brandy comes from wine, doesn't it? From grapes. A lot of distilled spirits, in addition to wine, come from grapes. But she didn't have any grapes when she was in her 20s. A review of dates involved reveals problems with the account, says the New York Post. What a shocker, huh? Eating table grapes was shunned by labor activists from the time Harris was 19 to 36, meaning Harris would have indeed flouted a picket line, if her story is true. They had picket lines at the liquor stores, at the grocery stores for raisins and bottles of wine. This is what she said, quote, "This sounds quaint, and so I'm reluctant to say it, but you know, I didn't eat a grape until I was in my 20s. Like, literally never had a grape. I remember the first time I had a grape. I went, wow, this is quite tasty. It was absolutely ingrained so deeply in me, never cross a picket line." Who's buying this? Other than The Nation magazine. Now, she's also lied about rap music. She lied in a 2019 radio interview about smoking pot in college while listening to Tupac and Snoop Dogg. She graduated from Howard University in 1986, long before Tupac released his first album in 1991, and about 7 years before Snoop Dogg released his first album.
And then, best rapper alive?
Tupac.
He's not alive. You said he lives on.
But not alive. I know. I keep doing that.
You said, listen, West Coast girls think Tupac lives on. I'm with you. I'm with you. So Tupac, keep going.
I keep doing that.
Maybe it has something to do with your consumption of grapes. She also took heat for allegedly plagiarizing Martin Luther King Jr. by claiming that as a child attending a protest, she memorably demanded, "Freedom, freedom," an account that mirrored a 1960s account by the civil rights hero. Oh, boy.
Well, I was in a stroller. I was in a stroller. And so I was out there. And in fact, my mother used to have a very funny story about I was fussing. And she said, "Kamala, what do you want?" And I said, and this is how she would say it. And she said, "Kamala, what do you want?" And I said, "Freedom." No.
What is it about the civil rights movement? These Democrats. I mean, we had Biden lying earlier in the day. Now she's lying. Remember Obama used to say that his parents met at the march over the Selma Bridge in 1965, which was very interesting because he was born, I believe, in 1960. You know, someone points out, did she ever drink grape juice? That's another point. Welch's grape juice, not one of my favorites, but you know, I was put in front of me at the various tables, especially in schools. You can't live to be 36 and not eat a grape or a raisin or drink some grape juice or grape soda or wine or brandy. 844-500-4242. Before we go back to the phone lines, let's play a Fauci cut. Fauci is not going gently into that good night. I wish he were, but he's getting in his last licks before the Republicans take over Congress and start throwing around subpoenas. So he's talking about, how he wants to keep giving out vaccinations. Cut 22.
It is becoming increasingly clear that looking forward, with the COVID-19 pandemic, in the absence of a dramatically different variant, we likely are moving towards a path with a vaccination cadence similar to that of the annual influenza vaccine, with annual updated COVID-19 shots matched to the currently circulating strains for most of the population.
Include me out. Out. All these people keeling over. There was some 19-year-old athlete that just keeled over. They don't know why he died. He just, he got the shot yesterday and he just went home and didn't wake up. But, you know, feel free to take the shot every year. Cut 23.
However, some particularly vulnerable groups may continue to need more frequent vaccination against COVID-19.
No thanks. No thanks. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Someone has an excellent question. Did she ever drink cheer wine? I don't think she was. I don't think that they don't sell cheer wine in Canada. I don't think they don't sell it much north of the Mason-Dixon line. I don't think. But cheer wine, it's a cherry soft drink. It's not for me. But it's cheer wine, right? 617 says her favorite movie is The Grapes of Rap. Get it? Rap. All right.
Ha, 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 ha.
I thought of another lie from Democrats involving the civil rights movement. Remember Bill Clinton was thought when they were having these black church burnings and they were blaming what I don't know what they called it, them white supremacists, domestic terrorists. They weren't calling them MAGA people, but it turned out most of them were burnt by black congregants in the church, churches or people who just didn't like the church who were black, most of them anyway. And so Bill Clinton said, I remember when I was a kid, I remember in Arkansas reading and hearing about all them black churches being burned to the ground. And somebody checked up. There were no black churches ever burned to the ground in Arkansas by arsonists when he was a kid. But hey, it seemed good at the time, like freedom or the Selma Bridge story, or the civil rights movement in Wilmington, et cetera, et cetera. They can get away with anything. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If a candidate runs away from 7 debates, does that make him a sheep in sheep's clothing?
I would say yes, it does.
83% say yes.
All right. If you want to read my column on the primary, it's now back on the front page, the home page of HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com. Get out there and vote whichever ballot you take. There's some interesting races on both parties' ballots this primary season. There usually are, and this is no exception. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Yeah, I was calling, listening to the people, questioning Chris Doty voting for Hillary Clinton in 2016. I mean, who really cares? I mean, let's look at this election now and who can actually win, who has a shot at winning. I mean, I didn't realize Jeff Deal was so short on cash either. But I mean, is there a reason why he's not debating? I don't understand it. Does he think he's that far ahead that he didn't need to?
I think that's part of it, and I think he's not very fast on his feet, is he? I mean, you saw what the fake Indian did to him, and she's not exactly a spellbinder when it comes to extemporaneous speech.
Right, right. And I wish somebody reminded him how he whined about Elizabeth Warren not debating him when he ran against her, and I'm sure he'll be whining if he does win about Mara Healey not willing to debate him. So, he should, because I do recall him being really, complaining that she refused to debate. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought I remembered that. So
I think
it's like you said, if he doesn't have money, he needs exposure. But I just figured he must be so far ahead.
I don't think he's that far ahead. I'm not sure he's ahead at all, especially with all these mail-in ballots, because the way they send out mail-in ballots, they send out applications. You have to ask for a mail-in ballot, and that's a public record. So Doty's campaign went and got the names of everybody in all the cities and towns across the Commonwealth who was requesting a mail-in ballot, and they solicited their votes. So that's 70,000-80,000 votes that were solicited by Doty, but not by Deal. So he's probably going to get the lion's share of those votes. And again, the Secretary of State, Bill Galvin, a Democrat, says he's predicting 300,000 turnout on the Republican side. So Doty has probably got a lead going into the beginning of the count tonight. And there's another 30,000 or so who voted early last week. Thanks for the call, Paul. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to send some love to you. I appreciate all you're doing. If it turns out it's the end of the world, as a girl who was born in the 70s, I laughed. I'm stocking up my pantry, and I realize they have Tang. You can get a 72-ounce container of Tang, the orange drink mix from the 70s, for like $9.99 at the dollar at the Walmart.
Again, include me out. I like Tang about as much as I like cheer wine.
I'm with you on that one, Howie. I just appreciate all you're doing to keep us informed as your listeners and helping keep our chins up, because we got to hang in there, folks. We can't give up. God bless you, my dear.
Thanks for the call, Lisa. 844-500-4242. Here's one from 207. I had COVID, was fine. Got a shot, a COVID shot. Then I had an abscess in my colon, and now I have Crohn's. Almost died and lost 18 inches of intestine. Will never get another shot. Bleep that. I mean, I don't know anybody who's rushing out to get these shots. The newspapers and the websites still keep running these stories like, oh, the new shots are available. Who's eligible to get the new shots? Like there's going to be a line.
They've forgotten how to write about anything else.
I know. It's true. I mean, for over a year, closer to 2 years, all the newspapers wrote about was these press releases from the government about COVID deaths and COVID vaccines and lockdowns and social distancing. And it was like they were just press releases from the government, and they treated them like they were real news. And after about 2 or 3 months, if you were paying attention, you realized it was all BS. It was less truthful than most press releases. And they wonder why their circulation has plummeted. It's because nobody wants to read that crap. And, you know, now even the Washington Post is going to have to start laying people off because they don't have Orange Man Bad to kick around anymore. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, I'm so glad you got to me. I thank you very much for taking my call. The one thing that we're missing here is that it's not just the governor's race, folks. It's House of Representatives. In my area, it was Ted Phillips. He voted for illegal driver's license. I would never vote for him. Never. I would look up on my list. I'd find out if they voted for...
Well, do you have a Republican running against him?
No.
Well, see, that's the problem, Joe, isn't it?
Well, I mean, at least a vote of no confidence here doesn't make any difference because it's the United States, but true. True, and I should have run. I should have just run against him, even if I lost.
I mean, that's the problem, ultimately. I mean, you need a Republican governor in there. You need some other Republican statewide office holders, like auditor, for example, which Anthony Amore is running for. But you need people in the legislature. You need to be able to uphold the governor's veto. And that requires 1/3 of the vote. There's only 3 Republican senators in the entire state Senate out of 40. There's only like 27 House members out of 160. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Again, get out and vote. You can still vote till 8 o'clock tonight in Barnstable. You can still vote till midnight because of the screw up this morning. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing tonight?
Thank you for
the opportunity. You know, I was a deal guy. My wife and I were a deal guy up until right before you had the debate on your show, and he really looked soft. And then the fact that he would not debate, Your column today just really, I couldn't be more concise if I tried. You really consolidated for me. My wife and I are going to be going out in about a half hour. We're definitely voting for Doty. But we were deal people right at the end. It reminds me of Jim Lyon's strategy when he ran for the state senate or state rep seat, and he wouldn't debate his counterpart. He refused to debate her, and he ultimately lost the election.
It's,
but
it's not a good policy to refuse to debate. I mean, it's crushing the Democrat candidate for governor in Arizona. It's crushing the Democrat candidate for the Senate, which, you know, again, he's got health problems in Pennsylvania. It's just not a good look, is it, Tom, to refuse to debate your opponent?
No, if you're a fighter and people like a fighter, and that was the image that Jeff tried to portray, that he was a fighter, but it turns out he's really not a fighter. And it's not a good look. And you should have the upper hand anyway with the amount of legislative experience that Jeff had.
This guy's a novice, and he's just got, he came up with these phony issues like the PPP loans, you know, accusing someone else of taking the PPP loans. It's a pretty stupid strategy to begin with, since the loans were meant to be forgiven. But when your wife is taking them for her business, I mean, it's really absurd, isn't it?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it, and then to say, well, he voted for Hillary Clinton. When you either voted for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, or the best case scenario, Joe Biden, I mean, how is that a winning issue? How are any of these winning issues?
No, and I don't know if it's, I don't know, it's bizarre. I think it's bizarre, but, you know, hopefully it's not too late and, you know, people get it. And as I say, your column was one of the best you've written. So anyway, but thanks again for
Thanks, Tom. Get out there and vote, okay? And my column is up on the page. If you haven't voted yet, or if you have voted, just check it out. It's right on HowieCarshow.com. HowieCarshow.com. He's on a horse, and again, the video was so good he took it down. His campaign took it down. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, thanks for taking my call. You know what? I was disappointed there was so many empty spots on the ballot. It was all write-in, for God's sakes.
I know.
On my ballot in Walpole, there was no odd for Attorney General. I know. I guess McMahon is already in
there,
so he didn't.
No, I think he's on. He should be on the ballot, Johnny. He should be. I think he's on the ballot. I know Anthony Amore is running unopposed, and he's on the ballot. He should. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, no. I was just shocked by the amount of you can write in a candidate. I was kind of disappointing, but at least I got to vote for Rayla Campbell. She's awesome.
Well, she's running unopposed as well. So you must have just missed Jay McMahon. He's the lawyer who's running for attorney general. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Colette, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Colette.
Hi. I'm down here in Barnstable where we've had that debacle.
Yes.
And we went in and we...
I'm sorry. I would be very angry if it had happened to me. I'm sorry I chuckled.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, they are pretty hot. But anyways, the lines are long, and we're voting, and we're standing in line. It's okay, and we're getting it done. But my question is, they're not closing until midnight.
Right.
But I've heard that they're trying to get the DPW folks to come in and count the votes. Is that copacetic?
No, that doesn't sound right to me. No, I don't know how that can be true. I mean, I think that the Secretary of State has taken over the election down there. And did they ever get into the vault or not?
No, not that we know.
The votes are going to have to be counted by hand. But it would seem to me that they would have to have an agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats as to who's going to count these ballots. Now, I know that the town manager, I think, I'm pretty sure, is a Republican. But, you know, the other thing, Colette, is the two local races that are up for grabs are Republican races down there. You have the district attorney's race. You got three people running, and you got two people running for the state senate seat against Julian Sear. So this should be Republicans counting these ballots even more than Democrats, wouldn't you think?
Would think, but I know for a fact they asked the DPW workers if they wanted OT to come in and count ballots.
Oh, boy. I don't know, Colette. That does not sound like a good idea to me. I don't know if that's, you know, what's going on or not. 844-500-4242. Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Howie. So this morning I went and I voted for Deal.
Yeah?
But there was a big back and forth. I was for Doty for a while just because the biggest turnoff was Deal would not debate, which really bothered me.
Yeah.
And then this morning I went in, I heard the Trump endorsement of it, and it's Trump called him a rhino. And any idea why Trump is calling him a rhino?
I think someone wrote that for Trump. I don't think he did. Did he endorse anyone? He usually endorses candidates on Truth Social. Taylor, has he endorsed anyone today? Did he bother to endorse Deal?
Not that I've seen. I can check again. I checked about an hour ago, but I have not seen an endorsement for Jeff Deal on Trump's Truth Social today.
I think, Andy, the main reason he endorsed Deal, and again, Jim Lyons lobbied him, and I certainly encouraged it, was to get Charlie Baker out of the race. And, you know, I don't think Trump... I don't know that I haven't talked to him for a while, but I don't think he could possibly be very impressed at the kind of lackluster, lethargic campaign that Deal has run. But he was committed to him, so he followed through with that, basically it was a robocall. I mean, do you think his heart was in it last night, Andy? The thing was over in like 5 minutes.
What thing specifically?
His endorsement. You know, Trump made what they called they called it a tele-rally, but it was actually a conference call, and it was more like a robocall because it only went on for like.
I think the fact that it was a tele-rally and not an actual rally shows, you know, the level of enthusiasm.
Commitment.
Yeah, enthusiasm, commitment. I mean, he's gone out and campaigned for other Republican governors.
Well, look at he was in Wilkes-Barre,
yeah,
on Saturday night,
right?
And he was there for hours, and he was bantering back and forth with the Republican candidates for the Senate and governor, and he was there, and it was a live thing, and it just went on, and this was pre-recorded. This was it's like a robocall that you get. Hi, this is this is so and so. Vote for so and so
because he's a friend. Are you sure it was pre-recorded?
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah,
I listened to it. I don't think it was pre-recorded.
Okay, most people seem to think, but there was no back and forth though. Right?
No, but they could have told him, "Don't expect a back and forth." I don't know.
It seems like he would have said hi, and then hi, Mr. President, and he would have said hi, Jeff, hi, Leah, if he were there, you know. And it's during dinner hour, which he likes to take time out for dinner. I know that. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Hi, good.
I know the people of Massachusetts, they're smart people. Hopefully they're going to do the right thing and pick the right people. Up here in Maine, you know, we fell for the old ranked choice voting scam.
Oh, I know.
And we got a loser. And we got a loser in the second district there named Jared Goldman, who's representing the people but does not represent the people. And there are consequences for
absolutely.
What you vote on.
Absolutely.
These people. We have to get these people out of office. We need people like Poliquin up here in Maine. We need LePage up here in Maine. We need more Republicans. We need more constitutional Republicans up here in New England because we have beautiful country, and it looks like it's going away. Our pitiful governor Janet Mills thinks that her green New Deal. economics up here is going to do anything. All it's doing is making my electric bill go through the roof. I miss going to the store and being able to buy food for my family at a reasonable price.
You got to get rid of ranked choice voting too, Dr. Luke.
Beg your pardon?
You got to get rid of ranked choice voting.
Oh, I would love to get rid of ranked choice voting. We have to do that. I'm just saying, don't fall for ranked choice voting if it's on the ballot out there.
Yeah.
Because Alaska bought it, and it's
Look what happened. Alaska, 60% voted Republican, and Sarah Palin and the other Republican lost to the Democrat. That's what ranked choice voting is set up to do. And I can't believe that Alaska voted it in the 2020 election when Massachusetts didn't. Usually, if there's any kind of pig in a poke or snake oil, Massachusetts will go for it pronto, but not this time for some reason. I'm glad to hear. 978, did you hear the clerk's statement on the news break? You have to put in the right numbers in the right sequence to open the safe. Is that possible? She said that. Wow, I guess that's why they call it a safe. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. All right. My Pillow here. I got it going. As you know, My Pillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. My Pillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time only, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off right now. It puts the price under $50. It's a great deal for My Slippers. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're getting some more information on the situation down in Barnstable. It sounds like it's even bigger bleep up than we thought it was. Taylor, what's going on?
So the clerk says, well, she told NBC 10 Boston that she put the correct combination in, but the vault won't open. And now the arm of the vault that you used to twist it open has sheared off.
So that texter was correct.
So they're, a couple hours they ago. Are drilling and trying to get the door open that way.
But wait, there's another problem. What's the other problem?
There's 4,000 already sent in mail-in ballots that are stuck inside the vault that will not be able to be processed until they can get the vault open. So voting will not be complete. The count will not be complete in Barnstable until they open the vault.
And the thing is, of those 4,000 votes, I'm told that about 3,000 of them are Democrat votes and the other 1,000 are Republican votes. So, you know, if these elections for auditor and AG on the Democrat side are as close as they polls indicate, they may not, this may be, maybe have no answer who's won, and let alone the Republican fights for governor, probably not going to be that close. But how about the Republican fights for district attorney of Barnstable County and the state Senate? I mean, this is really a mess, really a mess. It's not corruption. It's just pure incompetence. And it's not even state incompetence. It's municipal incompetence here. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hey, Howie. I'm calling
regarding the woman who called in from Barnstable that talked about the DPW workers.
Yes.
Possibly hand counting the votes.
Yes.
If that's the case, they can do it, but the vote count itself must be overseen by the town clerk and the board of registrars, which would have two Republican and two Democratic representatives on it to ensure that the votes are counted equally. It's also a public process, so anyone that's interested can be there and observe the count.
So do we? Are we worried about having a broken pipe at the like in Atlanta?
Hey, anything can happen, but it's a primary, so, you know, that's how the process should work. I'm a registrar in my town, and the process is very public. There are observers there, just like if there was a recall election. It's a formal process.
Have you ever heard of anything like this happening?
Closest I've heard was during a presidential election, the city of Framingham, at the time, their ballots didn't fit the machine, and they had to get ballots to fit the machine, so that messed up the process. As a registrar, we test the ballots. We test samples of each batch of ballots to run through the machine to make sure it's read properly and that the machine works and that it's ready to go. So,
of course, it doesn't really matter, though, if they're locked up behind a wall that you have to drill into. What a mess. In 2006, they ran out of ballots in the city of Boston, and there were police cars going around from precinct to precinct looking for ballots that weren't being used in the lower turnout precincts. What a mess. What a mess. Thanks for the call, Nancy, for giving us some more information. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Howie, I'm out here in Precinct 16 in Weymouth. Now, look, I'm coming down here to vote for somebody that I know who I'm going to vote for. But now I hear, did Trump endorse Dale or not? This is confusing now. I was told by family members he's been endorsed by Trump. That's all we know. The only thing I know about Dale is that he's responsible for the licensing thing that we just signed for.
Well, he's taking credit for the licensing thing, but you know, there were a lot of people involved in the licensing thing. You know, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people getting signatures on that thing, John.
Right. Okay. But I thought he started it.
Not really. It was started by the Republican State Committee, I think. Not so much him. He was
bolstered by Howie Carr.
That's, well, thank you for saying that. I did what I could.
I'm going in. Just give me one reason to vote for Dowdy.
One reason to vote for Dowdy? He really wants it. Deal hasn't really campaigned.
He has the money, you said, right?
He's got the money. Deal is broke. He has $17,000. Maura Healey has $4,700,000 as of this morning. You think he's got a chance? Vote for Doty.
No, one last thing. Is he a rhino or not?
We don't know, but I would say no, he's not a rhino. That's my guess. Vote! I'm Howie Carr.